Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama makes a statement about Afghanistan. He says 9,800 American troops stationed in Afghanistan will remain there until the end of the year, despite earlier plans to cut that number by half. Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday at a press conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the White House.
Afghanistan remains a very dangerous place, and insurgents still launch attacks, including cowardly suicide bombings against civilians.
Mr. Obama says the U.S. is determined to maintain the gains made by U.S. forces in the country. He said U.S. forces will continue to advise and train Afghan troops, as well as assist them in targeted counterterrorism operations. Afghan officials say gunmen have killed at least 13 people in a late-night attack on passengers traveling on a highway in central Afghanistan. A motive has not been determined, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, has begun a two-day visit to northern Cameroon. He's there to assess the condition of thousands of Nigerian refugees who have fled from assaults by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram in northeastern Nigeria. Guterres also will meet with thousands of Cameroonians internally displaced due to cross-border attacks by the militants. Houthi rebels made advances in southern Yemen on Tuesday, fighting with militias loyal to the government of ousted President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. To the north, in Taiz province, Houthi rebels and soldiers supporting them opened fire on anti-Houthi protesters, killing at least one person and wounding several others, that according to medical officials.